I came in last night about 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. Move it on over.
So I sent an email to some of my students. I thought it would be quite nice for them to have a live experience, not just to be playing in their homes or coming to lessons, so to have a live experience of playing. So I set up the first gig. Yeah, the first email I sent actually was just saying, I am forming a band, you're in the band. And the band is called the Mannequin Pistols. Everybody got back and they were all a little nervous about doing this. Most of them, in fact, had never played live before. So I had to reassure them it would be okay.
It's a completely different thing playing with other musicians and for a public. So that was the key jump, playing together as a band, learning to listen to each other, but also to play in front of a public and to see how they respond. And that's a very different experience than standing in front of the mirror and playing air guitar. This band can only really exist here. It is a uniquely Belgian band. It brings together all of these different nationalities from Ireland and Romania, Norway and Italy, from across the European Union, and that you only get here in Brussels. So it really is a uniquely Brussels band, 18 members. We're not quite up to 28 member states yet, but we're working our way on it.
You can call it what you want, but I call it messing with the...
Yeah, logistically it can be a little bit of a nightmare when we're swapping players and we've got to adjust volume levels and get the balance right again. It's a regular band will just go on stage and the sound guy will adjust the volumes. It's pretty much set for the gig then. But with us, we're jumping around all over the place and different players, different volume levels, so it's tricky.
I believe that chaos theory sort of explains how the band operates. We have 18 different musicians at all different levels, from people who really are beginners on the guitar to those who could really get up there and play with Jimi Hendrix. They are fantastic, so there's a huge variety. We also have 4 singers, all with different styles of music. We divide ourselves up according to songs that people like to play. Nowadays, we've got sort of 2 groups within one. So we practice together within these 2 groups and we get up there and let the music happen. What's quite unique about Brussels is how relaxed people are and how open they are to listening to music. This really is a music city in ways that other capitals aren't. This is a live music capital. I call it messing with the...